My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You had the pressure thing about quarterbacks. Albert Breer spoke about it. And he had said Daniel Jones has the most pressure on him in the NFL. You and I did not even mention Daniel Jones. Because not that we didn't think of him. I just thought it was like a bygone thing. It's like, nah, there's no pressure on Daniel Jones. Everybody's trying to replace him. Even Joe Shane is kind of admitting, without admitting on Hard Knocks, that, yeah, they've been trying to replace the guy. Like, there's no pressure on him. You're making your money. Off you go. But if I say that, and if I say that on WFAN in New York, how many people are going, you say you're a Browns fan? You want to throw stones here?
Well, that's what the thing about this is. We still think there's hope for Deshaun Watson. We still think his career, well, you might say hanging in the balance, but we think that obviously a good year this year could change everything. Not even a great year. I think a good year out of Deshaun Watson changes everything. Maybe people would disagree on that. But for Daniel Jones, I think we've kind of already dismissed his chances of being a long-term quarterback in the NFL. So I don't know. Maybe that's on us, but... You know, the whole thing about Watson is we think he can turn it around.
I think there's a hope and an expectation that he can turn around because of the contract. The expectation, there's a hope. I don't know if there's an expectation with some. A part of it is because of the contract. Part of it is because we've seen him do it before. I mean, Daniel Jones, people go, well, he had 15 touchdowns and 5 picks. I'm sorry, guys. You get that at Kirtland High School. And when I say that, I kind of feel offensive to Kirtland High School. I hope I don't offend anybody out there. I mean, Daniel Jones does make like $46 million this year.
They can win a state championship doing that.
They can win a state title doing that, but they run the wing tee. But either way, when you have this type of quarterback pressure, it's all going to be relative of when he mentions Justin Herbert. Yeah, I think that some media members are going to get mad at Justin Herbert for propping him up over the last how many years. And I think he's done a fine job. I just think they've been empty calories. When it comes to Deshaun Watson, you know, I heard a caller into Volnick yesterday who was filling in for Peterlin. And he was kind of like, you know, it just seems like nothing he can do is going to be ever respected by the national media. No, there is nothing he can do that's going to be that until he goes out and he wins. It's just as simple as that. So there's nothing. I don't even know.
Wait, I don't know if I agree with that. Wait, we think if he just give me a quarterback that might have been like eighth last year in the NFL, a stat line.
Kirk Cousins.
Like, if he had Kirk Cousins' season this year, I think he would get credit.
How far do they go in the playoffs?
They make the playoffs.
Okay.
If they can avoid Kansas City. I don't think you get docked by having to play Kansas City.
Yeah, you say that now, but look at Josh Allen's career.
You go out there and you beat, say, Cincinnati in the first round of the playoffs. Yeah, I think Deshaun Watson gets some credit.
People rip on Josh Allen all the time.
Sure, but it's at a different level, right?
But if you go out and you lose in the wild card round.
They're ripping him because they're thinking the expectation is Super Bowl. I don't think Watson's expectations around the league
right
now are Super Bowl.
He gets a pass by losing to Kansas City.
A pass? Yeah. I mean,
I think you're crazy.
If he plays well and loses.
I think you're crazy.
Well, say pass, I mean, you gotta put in perspective where the quarterbacks are at. Like CJ Stroud got a pass last year.
Yeah.
Because he went to the playoffs. He lit us up, the best defense in the NFL. He lit us up
when they were
throwing the ball, and they moved on to the second round. Nobody would have cared if he would have thrown 5 interceptions.
But nobody got a pass for losing to Tom Brady. In hindsight, we might say, like, oh, this guy deserves... But in the real heat of things, why can't Phillip Rivers do what needs to be done? Why can't so-and-so do what needs to be done? Like, that's what it always came down to. Why can't they do what needs to be done? That's what it was always said.
Put it this way.
And I think the same thing would be said about Deshaun Watson.
I understand what you disagree with. Let me put it this way. This speaks more to how low people are around the league on Watson.
Yeah.
I kind of think just getting back to normal quarterback play and showing some above average quarterback play for enough games to get people feeling good about his future in the NFL. Right now, after those 2 years...
I don't think it's just enough to make the playoffs of the national media.
Hold on. After 12 games that he's played so far, I think people are wondering if he's going to be a starting quarterback in this league in a few years. So he needs to at least get to that point where it's not even a conversation.
All right, you know what? I was going to do the baseball thing. I wanted to do that at 8:20 because I got to bring this up with you. 216-474-0092. I don't think that... If you disagree with me, then fine. I don't think he can just make the playoffs this year to the national media. I don't think he can just make the playoffs this year to a majority of Browns fans.
Well, Browns fans, I do think it's a little different. I do think there's a different feeling right now. Browns fans still want that trade to equal AFC Championship game and Super Bowl, especially after Joe Burrow has done all that.
And I think that's also what the national media will hold them to.
I think the rest of the national media is like, can this guy even be a normal quarterback in the NFL?
But I don't think
after his layoff.
No, I think
it's like Michael Vick. Michael Vick went away from football.
Man, I couldn't disagree
with
you
more. Nobody was expecting Super Bowls from Michael Vick. They were like, can he even be a starter? And then when he did that, he started getting credit again. He had a Pro Bowl year.
Yeah, but I mean, he went to prison and had to come back. Like there was a come from behind story, a redemption story, the work with Tony Dungy, sure. Everything like that. There's a guy. He didn't get $230 million. Okay, he didn't get that money.
He was one of the bright stars in the NFL. He was one of the bright stars in sports.
He absolutely was, and he made a terrible, terrible, terrible group of decisions, and he was found guilty of it. And there was a lot of bad things that happened out of that.
But he didn't overcome that stuff with Super Bowl appearances.
No, he didn't. But you're looking, I don't know, the expectation for a guy who's just been handed a guaranteed contract is going to be a lot different from a guy who went to federal prison, for crying out loud, Anthony.
So like, it just comes back to the money.
Yes.
In the end, it's the money.
Yes, and not just the money, but the historic part of it being...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Guaranteed fully. Lima, you and I were talking about the NFL being mad at the Browns, other teams being mad at the Browns a couple of years ago because there was a precedent set. There was no precedent set. Nobody else has guaranteed contracts. We thought that they were all going to be guaranteed contracts.
It was a one-off.
We thought we were in a new age of quarterbacking in the NFL. We're not. And every one of these teams and every one of these fan bases are going, well, they prove it. You don't even need one of those guaranteed contracts. When Joe Burrow, if he really wanted to be a jerk about it and go, wait a minute, you need me, I can do a guaranteed contract. But they don't do that. So now I got the guy who has the guaranteed contract. I got the guy that I think people openly root against him in the media. I have the guy that I think a lot of people have thought, man, it's been 4 years, what are you really going to do? I don't think they'll tell the tale of his redemption if they go and they lose in the first round of the Kansas City Chiefs, or they get boat raced by Kansas City, or even if they lose close. Because I got other quarterbacks that don't have the past, don't have any of the other stuff that's been said, and they get ripped for losing to the Chiefs. That's what we do.
Yeah, let me ask you, though. The guaranteed
it's the truth, Tone.
Guaranteed part of it is absolutely true, and people were outraged, and especially considering that he had had all the baggage. I mean, since then, we've had seven guys get paid more in total value.
Yes.
So every year, that's just going to be more and more and more.
And that,
do you think we're still talking contract? I know in Cleveland, we're always going to talk about it. But do you think it'll still get talked about nationally when it's 15 quarterbacks have more money?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
You think their memory is that good? You think it's going to be that big of a deal?
It doesn't matter. And I know there's plenty of people saying no right now. Think about this, you guys. Lyman had to go ahead and look it up. Because there's plenty of guys who make more than he does now.
Kyler Murray.
You had to look
at Jalen Hurts, Lamar Jackson, Justin Herbert, Jared Goff, Trevor Lawrence, Joe Burrow.
I got to, like, how many of those quarterbacks aren't very great? I mean, you know, I'm not the biggest Kyler Murray fan in the world, yeah. And there'll be plenty of people call up and saying that I'm stupid. I think a lot of people, the jury's out for Trevor Lawrence. All those other quarterbacks are good quarterbacks. And we don't know their contracts right off the top of their heads. It is pounded in the memory of everybody across the country how much he makes. The only way to end that conversation is winning in the postseason. That's it. That's it. So if he gets to the playoffs, you and I, hey, we got back to the playoffs. Because I'll tell you this. If they get to the playoffs, which I don't think is going to be as easy as what some people just expect, considering what the AFC should be again this year, which there's always teams that are better and worse than what we think. If they get back to the playoffs, I'll make you a damn good argument. Depending on, I don't think they can do it in spite of him. I'll make you an argument and say, okay, we're going to have to pull away roster players. We're going to pull away players from this roster. This is a guy who can keep our head above water. We have a franchise quarterback finally. This is a guy who can do it. I'll say that. But if they just go back to the playoffs and they get beat in the first round of the playoffs, I'll make that argument. It will fall on deaf ears across the country, with the exception of us here. Which maybe that's how a lot of people like it. It will fall on deaf ears. They'll just look and they go, well, you paid that much just to make the playoffs? You could have had the other guy and made the playoffs.
Sure.
That's what they'll say.
I get that part of it. But you also got to remember, there's a bunch of other guys that are getting paid in the AFC, too, that are really good.
And they
did not have the time off.
And we don't remember their salary right off the top of our heads because they, for the most part, have performed better than him. We remember the money... Because it was, A, an historical contract, and B, he's been scattershot through his time here. We've had flashes of greatness. You're paying for flashes?
Yeah. We've also had flashes of bottom third quarterback play, too.
And that's what people outside are going to remember. So he has to not just go to the playoffs. I don't know where that threshold is. Maybe it's the AFC Championship game.
Right? Like, let's say he at least has a bounce back year statistically. They already showed they could win games without him. So we know if he statistically plays well, they're going to win games with him.
Yeah.
And he gets into the playoffs and he loses a shootout to Joe Burrow or to Patrick Mahomes. At least going forward, I do think people are going to start to believe in him and the Browns again.
Here they might if they do it. But I still think that there's going to be plenty of people, if he's not perfect, if they don't make those runs, if they lose to great quarterbacks, which are great quarterbacks in this league. And there's a lot of guys that maybe don't measure up with them. And I go, hey, there's no shame in losing to Patrick Mahomes. Doesn't matter. In the heat of the moment, they're going to use that against you. There's no shame in losing to Josh Allen or Joe Burrow. In the heat of the moment, they are absolutely going to use that against you. It's foolish to think they won't. It's foolish. I mean, we're talking about two separate things. I mean, you're talking about competing and you're talking about respect. There's differences here.
I'm just trying to get him. I mean, I'd love to skip steps and I'd love for him to be an MVP candidate again. I'm just trying to get to the point again where people even think he's good. There are people that
think he's
Daniel Jones.
Okay, if they think he's Daniel Jones, then these people are high.
Look at how they're talking about him nationally. He wasn't even mentioned in the executive.
He was playing with one arm. He could throw for more touchdowns than Daniel Jones.
He wasn't even considered in the executive poll. Wasn't even a name brought up.
Was Daniel Jones a name brought up?
There were 20 quarterbacks that were mentioned. He was not one of them.
I understand that, Anthony. There's nothing I can take away.
That tells you how the league feels.
If executives are looking at it, what do you think they're saying? $230 million for that? Yeah, I think that's not going to make the list for a lot of executives and scouts and coaches. That's not a surprise. You played right into my argument. Congratulations. You've sold yourself. You did it. You played right into what I'm saying. They have a negative connotation to him, and just making the playoffs is not going to be enough.
I'm saying just get back on that list. You can't even get on the list of the top 20 quarterbacks.
216-474-0092. We'll get to you guys on this. Does he get, say they make the playoffs and they lose to the Chiefs. Do they get a pass for losing to the Chiefs? Do you think that the people outside of Cleveland, the national perspective, do you think that they will give the Browns a pass, will give Deshaun Watson a pass if he loses to the Chiefs?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.